more than 1400 years have passed between us and our beloved prophet. And if we had choice, all of us would have liked to be born in the time when our prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive. But this is something which is not in our control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides when we are born, when we leave this world. But we take comfort from two things. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I leave with you the Quran and my Sunnah. And if you hold fast to that, you will not be misguided. So this is from an instruction perspective. But what about our emotions? What about our love for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And for that, even though we are born 1400 years and over later, we take comfort in one of the hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was sitting with very close sahaba, and one of them sahaba, you know, just like when you have young children and they put their arms around the mother and father and they say, Dad or Mom, who's your favorite? And of course you look at the child and with what emotions they are asking, you give them the answer. You say, of course it's you. But similarly, this question was posed by one of our sahaba who were very close, and the Prophet ﷺ said, those who will come after you. And he was looking at a distance and they thought, he asked again, is it our children? Is it our children's children? And he said, no. Those who will come after, later, who had not seen me, and they followed me. They followed me because what I said. So the Prophet ﷺ was referring to you and me. So this is, if he is saying he loves us the most, even though his beloved sahaba are sitting in front of him, why should we be sad? Why should we complain about not being born in the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But this love is not words. This needs action. This needs complete obedience to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then doing the work of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the dawah. You know, today if you ask a child if there is a house on fire and there is a kitten inside or a puppy inside, what will you do to rescue that small animal? You will feel very emotional. Children will say, oh, we'll risk our life, we'll go in and we'll take them out. We'll try and protect them. And we are living in a country which is predominantly non-Muslim. And we have the same responsibility to them, that we have to help. We have to live a life which is exemplary. So people ask, who are you people? And then because of our ikhlaq, they listen to us and we give them the message of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah. So I won't take too much time. I will invite Hafiz Momin. He will recite the durood. After that, I will make a brief introduction of our esteemed guest. And inshallah, we will wait to hear from him, inshallah. Hafiz Momin.
السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. فلا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد ورب عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
جزاك الله. May Allah reward our Hafiz Mu'min for this beautiful Qiraat and the Durood. I'll just take a couple of minutes to tell you about our esteemed guest and brother Mufti Muhammad Abdullah Sahib and Mufti Ismail Sahib. Both of them, this is their first time visiting us. And even the invitation went at a short notice, they did not want to say no to us and they came. And while tonight, after this program, we'll all go and have a restful night, they'll be traveling, taking the red eye back to New York. So they'll be almost 24 hours in transit, all because of the love for our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to help the community understand and follow. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I've heard of this before. This is, brothers and sisters, this is not a research symposium where you have to give the latest and the best statistics. Sometimes it's the same thing, but with sincerity, somebody says it goes in your heart. And that may be the one thing which changes your heart, which changes your life. So we look at it from that perspective. What is this person, why this person is here, why they make this sacrifice, and make dua for them, may Allah accept them. Mufti Sahib left Bangladesh 37 years ago. He was a khatib there in Tongi, in the Jamia Masjid, and then he took over as the imam in Queens, the Jamia Masjid in Jamaica. Then for the last 20 years, he served as a chaplain in the correction facilities in upstate New York. And alhamdulillah, he's again running and supervising the Al-Noor Culture Center in New York, but he has not forgotten his roots. He still supervises and helps the orphanage in Tangi and the madrasa, where there are 1,200, believe it, 1,200 boys and girls, mostly orphans, and they are getting their education. He still continues to help them and support them. So make dua for him. May Allah accept him. May put barakah in his work, in his family. And inshallah, we will love to see him again, inshallah, soon. Please. Assalamu alaikum. This both microphone will work, or I can bring it down.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى يا كريم بلغ العلا بكماله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله بلغ العلا
You guys say
بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله سيد السادات فخر الأنبياء مكمل التوحيد محا الملل بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله كف شث حرير نعيم مسها يكفي معاناة العلل بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه My dear respected brothers, elders, sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله we are gathered here again with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for just a couple of minutes of our life. May Allah grant it is to be successfully we can succeed in this life and hereafter inshaAllah. Brother, as we spoke in the Jummah, that this is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Sayyidul Kawnain, the final and absolute rahbar, guardian, whose guide to the for the Ummah till the day of judgment. There will be no any other prophet. The last and final prophet was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he said in the hadith, Ana khatamun nabiyyin wa la nabiyya ba'di. I am the one who is the seal of the last and final messenger, and after me there will be no any other prophet will come. So the mission Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him for the humanity, what we can find to save these all people from the hell and to put them into the Jannah. That was his goal. Before him, there are so many prophets came, as we know. So many guides came, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the final, as we see at the night time, after the sunset, we see, you know, the moon comes, a little bit light. And after that, we see thousands of stars comes. Also, there are some lights, but it is not enough. When the early morning, when we see the big sun came, then we don't need any more light, because that is enough to serve. No matter where we are, the light is going to be there. Similarly, all the prophet before came, that wasn't enough. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he spread his light. Till day of judgment, it is enough to take from his light. Till now, the researchers are saying, which is, he said, is say 1400 years ago. For example, just to imagine, when we eat, what is the sunnah? To clean your all the fingers. And when you do it, the saliva comes, the taste of it. And the science says this saliva goes in, it makes the food to digest. The saliva make your food digest. But how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew about it. But now, through the science, the medical science, they said, this is that if you want to make sure your food is good and digest, clean your whole plate, and just after it, you clean your fingers to be, so that you can taste the whole taste of your food. Otherwise, we just ate little bit and throw half of it, which is not sunnah. So when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent, it was enough. Until day of judgment, we who follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will carry this message one after another, as we know that at the last and final khutbah, in his last hajj, which is he made one time hajj in his last time, what was his message? That, oh my Sahaba, there was tens of thousands of Sahaba in the Medina and in that area. Verily, just a couple of 10,000 Sahaba is around. The rest of the Sahaba spread throughout the whole world to convey his message. And what was his message? Did I have completed my job? Did I explain to you the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me to explain? As in the Quran, as we know, Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ ما نزل إليهم. I have revealed the Quran up to you so that you can explain it to them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّنُونَ. They may ponder upon it. And as we know, all the Sahaba has witnessed saying, O Prophet of Allah, you have completed your mission. You have done fully your job. And what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did? He said, O Allah, you witness. You witness that I have done my job. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ مِنْكُمُ شَاهِدُ الْغَائِبَ. Those who are today here, you make sure you take my this message to those who didn't yet show up in this world. Meaning to us. We are the one that was addressed on that day that we should be getting that message. And alhamdulillah, that message came to us that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Anyone carries any of the sunnah, any of the life, any of the practice of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate his status in this dunya. As we know, at the beginning of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was a child, as we know, it was the practice when the child born, they used to send the child to the countryside, so that child can have better environment, not in the city. City has so many situations. So many languages problems, such and such. As you know, when the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bought into that market to accept him, what we know, people check, if I take this baby, what is the benefit of it? They found he's an orphan. His father is passed away. His mother is here. But no money. So people ignored him. People say, nah, there is no money, so much. But at the end, Halima As-Sa'diya, she came at the end with a weak donkey, barely run. Finally, her husband says, since we came here, let us take him. Maybe there will be a barakah. Why we should go empty? As we know, since Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha took him and hugged him and started journey, what we know? All the first people who already started 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, his weak donkey was fast enough to cross all of them. Not only that, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was brought in the locality, the sheeps used to go around here and there, barely they get grass to feed themselves. But when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in her house,